You're listening to KNKX, and voters are finding this year's primary ballots filled with the names of candidates hoping to make the cut to run in the general election. And as 88.5's Ariel Van Cleve reports, those crowded ballots are becoming the norm.
Getting yourself on the ballot in Washington State is pretty easy. Just ask Chris Vance.
In other states, you have to submit signatures or have some sort of nominating convention. Here, anyone can write a check equal to 1% of the annual salary, and your name's on the ballot.
Vance is a former chairman of the Washington State Republican Party. Now he's a consultant. He explains that as long as you have the $1,900 to become a mayoral candidate for the city of Seattle, or the roughly $470 to run for the hotly contested seat serving the 45th legislative district, you're a contender. Gaining enough votes to win is the next hurdle. Vance says some candidates ignore that whole part about actually campaigning.
Some people seem to get some sort of ego gratification by seeing their name on the ballot and maybe a statement in the voter's pamphlet.
But, he says, voters tend to spot those folks right away.
We have enough history now to see that the vast majority of voters do not want to waste their vote on fringe candidates who have no chance of winning.
Though Vance says even with savvy voters and candidates with recognizable names, races like the one for Seattle mayor, which has 21 people in the running, can still have unpredictable outcomes. Ariel Van Cleve, 88.5 News.